Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yebazibwa nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Muliyo mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How are you in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamu buli butya?
And how is your life?
Ngenda kusaba omboleza ku muganda wo.
I'm going to request you greet of your brethren.
Oyongere okumwaniriza eri omusana gw'ekigambo kya Katonda.
And move on, welcome him into the light of the word of God.
Oguleeta okumanya Katonda okujjudde.
Which brings the full knowledge of God.
N'okumanya Katonda okujjudde.
And the full knowledge of God.
Nakuleeta obulamu obwemu.
And it brings the life everlasting.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman, and our Bible reader, Teacher Jacob. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We base in this ministry the new generation. Generation, which has the full knowledge of God. And on this time still, to bring to you the third phase of the answering of God to the world. Why there are many troubles ever since their 2020 began.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now before we move on with our third phase of the answering of God to the world. Why there are many troubles ever since their 2020 began. We want to rise up on our feet
and
we first honor God the Father together with his word, the Lord Jesus, and his Holy Spirit, even to honor the presence of the holy angels and to move on work together with us in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God, together with welcoming the holy ones of God and the servants of God in this world and to send them the Holy Spirit together with the angels to move on prepare them for the final work of God on this planet earth. It's the revival and the restoration of the gospel of salvation, the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. Now you raise up your voice in the name of the Lord Jesus. Good Father, King of kings, of heaven, and you base above the heavens, according to Job chapter 28 verse 24 and 25. You base above the heavens and you see through all the heavens. Our Lord Jesus Christ, when he was on this world and he died raised up, Ephesians 4 and the verse 9 unto 12, he shows he ascended through all the heavens and went above the heavens. When he reached above the heavens, he met you and you gave him a revelation as it is written in Revelation chapter 1 verses 1, that the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ, which God the Father gave him and revealed it to servant John and sent him his angel. We give you glory, O Father, who is above the heavens, the beginning and the end, in the everlasting, to see through all the heavens and the
earth.
We move on, give you glory, honor you in our midst, in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. And we know far from us. You are near to us through your Holy Spirit. When you say Jeremiah 23 verse 23 and down, that you're not God who is far, but your God who is near to us, we thank you for your word, the Lord Jesus Christ. 20 years back, he was on this world and he closed the flesh and appeared to us, as in John chapter 1 verses 14. When he winded up his work, he went back to glory that he was together with you, as in John chapter 17:3-5. We give him glory. Your word of our Lord Jesus Christ. Him never left us orphans. When he told us in John 14:14-17,
you
send us a comforter, the spirit of truth. He will be unto us and dwell in us. We give him glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Left us a comforter, the spirit of truth, to fulfill the main mission spoken in Matthew 28:18-20, to make all nations disciples, teach them all he commanded us, and he gave us ability when he sent us the Holy Spirit in Acts 2:1-4. We thank the Holy Spirit up to today. He was in our midst to lead us as children of God, as it is written in Romans 8:14. Those led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. We thank you for leading us, most of all,
to
reveal to us the word of God and become a lamb
and
lighten this our journey from this hour to go back to heaven. Oh Father, where you are, we thank the Spirit of God, who is a power that
will
become more than conquerors. The name of the Lord Jesus. The Bible says in Acts 1:8, when the Spirit will come, he will give you power. He will be my witnesses in Judea,
the
uttermost parts of the world.
Praise
Jesus,
my.
We thank you, Almighty, the good God,
who has
been with us today through your Holy Spirit and reveals us your word. Ask you up today, move and reveal us the life of your words. Ask the King of Kings. You promised us in Proverbs 1:23, accept my rebuke and pour my spirit on you,
bring
you to understand my words. After we welcome him in our midst, in even us, where you are,
all
over the world,
we
yearn for knowledge, knowledge of life that brings life. Give the Holy Spirit after repenting, as you promised, Acts 2:38-39, that repent will be given a gift, the Holy Spirit will come in your fullness, O Spirit of truth, who came in the Acts 2:3-4, came in tongues of fire, Revelation 4:5, 7 times of fire,
that
the same Spirit of God sent to them
all up.
Will come in with your fullness.
As Isaiah 11:2,
the Spirit of the Lord, you glorify the Father. Spirit of wisdom, manifest wisdom of God, which is in the word. Spirit of understanding, you connect for us the scriptures 2-4 and above. Bring understanding, Spirit of counsel, reveal our scriptures as their seasons are, which were, which are, and those to come. Spirit of power, you uproot whatever God never planted, everything you never
canceled,
and his kids, you cancel them. You plant the counsel of God as the light of the word is in the name of Jesus, Son of the living God. Welcome the Spirit of knowledge, bring light of knowledge of God, which is full and his glory, the shining darkness of the lies of Satan. And then we can say, those God destroyed for lacking knowledge, those God destroyed for lacking revelation of the light of your word. Let today reveal to us in the spirit of knowledge, the name of Jesus, to bring eternal life, eternal life, to know the one true God and Christ Jesus. We welcome you, spirit of knowledge, as it is written, John 17:3, eternal life, to know the one true God and Christ Jesus. You bring knowledge, destroy destruction,
children of God,
children of people of God, Amen. You can sit down.
Hallelujah. Yes, you have been
praying. Praise Jesus much.
We want to move ahead. We want to
move ahead.
With
the answering of God to the world.
Why there
are many troubles? Ever since the year 2020 began, it's the third phase. After we first saw the first phase of the answering of God to the world, why there are many troubles? Ever since the year 2020 began. And in the first phase, we got the answer among all the answers. Praise Jesus much. And God told us the main issues. What the main answer. Why from the year 2020? There are many troubles under the sun. Because he opens his worldwide promised call, which based in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. In that call, where God has called all nations to work with him in his final work on this planet Earth, basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. And that work, it's the revival and the restoration, the greatest and the last on this planet Earth, of the gospel of salvation, the gospel of the kingdom of God, and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
And
that we will reveal the three ways through which God revealed this worldwide call in his final work on this planet Earth, in revival,
in
the restoration of the gospel salvation, as he passes through prophecies within the Bible, and as he passes through history, mostly of European explorers, and he also passed through prophecy, those released in this era of
Eddie,
from within Uganda and outside Uganda, those
will
be able to understand them in the first phase of answering of God to the world. Why there are many troubles ever since the year 2020 began. When we finished, we headed on to the second phase of the answering of God to the world. Why there are many troubles ever since the year 2020 began.
In
the second phase, it brought us the many answers. which based in the scriptures of truth, and God answers the world. Why there are many troubles ever since that 2020 began. And those many answers we are put under the heading saying that God's biblical prophecies have come to pass. What is next? And we moved on to see many prophecies which came being fulfilled. Where it was a prophecy which was spoken of. That he told us on the 31st of December 2019 that there 2020 it's not going to be a joking year
and
never been under the sun. And he told us in that year,
Satan
was going to launch his most extreme evil works, the extreme works, that we should not fear. God was to set the standard in the same year. We came see many prophecies being fulfilled and we ended.
And
we saw four types of prophetic prayers, those which came being fulfilled, where God commanded us to pray them, that he
can
prepare the whole world for his final back on this planet Earth. And we prayed the prophetic prayer of repentance.
We
repented for the behalf of the whole world.
We
prayed the prophetic prayer to be given. As we prayed for the whole world, three major things. The Holy Spirit in His fullness. The seven spirits. And we prayed. We asked seven groups of angels
to
come serve with us and to serve us. And we asked God to reveal us our gifts. Spiritual and physical, those which will make room for us everywhere. Now when we finished, we saw the prophetic prayer of warfare, where we saw seven things you're meant to know on the prayer of warfare. And when we finished,
we
saw the prophetic prayer of fastness application to the Lord, the way we offer ourselves to be a living sacrifice, to serve the Lord in the ministration of wisdom. All those
earth,
we winded them up. We want to head on to the third phase. We want to head to the third phase of the answering of God to the world. Why there are many troubles ever since the 2020 began. And this phase, it brings the many answers based in the Holy Scriptures. It's under the heading saying,
God caught the devils, the wise and the mighty ones of the earth in their devices.
Katonda kwasiza basitani abagezi n'abamanya abensi enkwe zaabwe.
In these last times or last hours of the earth.
Musawa zino ezisembayo okuva ezensi.
From 2020.
Okuva omwaka 2022.
What is next?
Kiki ekiddako?
Yesu yebazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus much.
Answers in that
the many answers which have come of the answering of God to the world. Why there are many troubles ever since the 2020 began. It is under the heading saying God has caught the devils, the wise and the mighty ones of the earth in their devices. These last hours of the earth, from there 2020, what is next? You expect what is next? Praise Jesus much. God has called the devils, the wise and the mighty ones of the earth, their devices or schemes, in these last hours of the earth,
from there
2020, you think what is next? What do you expect? Can you see their schemes, how God has made them
be?
You think Satan would have made which form of schemes?
Satan.
And his demons, they are the fallen angels,
are
known as the aliens, who appears demons of clans. They have condived with the wise of the world, the wise, the sorcerers of the world,
the wicked wise,
the wicked wise of the world. The wicked wise and the wicked mighty ones of the world, their schemes from this year 2020, in the last hours of the earth, what is next? You're going to be seeing the way he's made those schemes catch them up.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And that he bases it in his final work. I want to give you an introduction, which introduced for you the way God has caught the devils and the wicked wise, the wicked mighty ones of the earth, their devices and schemes. Because God is doing his final work, he could not leave them. Bible says, as we begin to bring the answering, in the Isaiah chapter 29 and the verse 13 unto 14, he speaks as he says like this.
Isaya esule ya biri mo mwenda nolu nyiriri olwe 13.
Isaiah chapter 29 verses 13.
Mukama na yogira nti kubanga abantu bano bansemberera ne banzisamu ekitibwa kya mukamwa kaabwe era kya kumimwa gyabwe naye omutima gwabwe baguntadde wala n'okuntya kwabwe kiragiro ky'abantu kyebayigirizibwa.
Katonda agamba,
God says,
kubanga abantu bano,
that because these people, the wise of the world, together with the mighty ones of the world, they are the ones leading in the work of honoring him on their mouth, even in their words. But their hearts departed already from him, and they went condemned with the devils, and they spread them in the whole world, that because they have done that and they have put human commands to be followed on this world, these wise of the world and the mighty ones of the earth have condemned with the devils to pervert the whole world, because they have done that. See him to rise to do a marvelous work. In that work to rise up doing, he first makes their schemes catch them up. Satan and his demons and the fallen angels, and known as the aliens, they condemn with the wise of the earth and the mighty ones to make schemes unto God and unto his people.
Because
they have done that, they have remained to speak of him in their mouth and their words, yet their hearts departed already from him. He decided to openly ashamed the whole world, makes their schemes catch them up. If you look to this verse 14, he speaks as he says this. Isaiah chapter 29 verse 14.
Kale laba ngendo kola omulimu ogwe kitalo mu bantu bano, omulimu ogwe kitalo eri kyamagero namagezi gabagezigezi babwe galizikirira n'okutegeera kwa bakabaka babwe kuli kwekebwa.
Yes,
kale laba,
that behold, see,
ngenda kola omulimu ogwe kitalo,
proceed to do a marvelous work,
eri kyamagero
and the miracle
namagezi gabagezigezi babwe,
the wisdom of their wise
and the
understanding of
their
mighty ones, it will be hid.
And from when their 2020
began, God stretched a heavy hand onto the world and left their schemes to catch them up. When they decided to condive with Satan to make sicknesses and to feel lies in the world and many others like those, and
he
decided to leave their schemes, catch them up. And them too will put upon them a heavy hand to do a marvelous work and a miracle. Make their wisdom perish and it can no more work. Even their understanding, even their mighty one will not be able to stand. Praise Jesus much. And he arises to work to do that marvelous work. Praise Jesus
much.
According to what he tells us in the Isaiah chapter
28
verses 21 and
22,
he speaks as he says like this.
Isaiah chapter
28 in the verse 21.
Kubanga mukama aligolokoka ngabo yagolokokera ku rusozi Perazimu. Alisunguwala ngabo yasunguwalira ku kiwonvu ekye Gibeoni. Akole omulimu gwe, omulimu gwo ogw'ekitalo, era atuukirize ekikolwa kye. Echikolwache, echechitaro.
Yes.
Kubanga mukama katunda.
Because the Lord God
yasubiza anti aligolokoka.
He promised he will be rising. He will rise up to work to do that marvelous work, awesome work. That marvelous, awesome work. That he will show his acts. That marvelous work, acts. Awesome acts. Awesome. And they are awesome and marvelous. And his intention,
he
explains it in the verse 22.
Isaiah chapter 28
verse 22. Now do not be mockers. You know the wise of the world, those who got corrupted in their understanding and they condive with Satan and the mighty ones of the earth, those who go under the ocean,
condive
with Satan in different underground bankers, they condive with principalities, the devils in the sky. They decided to despise and mock God. Even all works of God, they ruined them in the midst of the world. And they reached to capture the church, even to change the gospel of the kingdom of God in the righteousness, in the kingdom of heaven, the gospel of salvation. But his warned them, say, do not mock, neither despise. What is doing from when the year 2020 began? It's not something going to end tomorrow. Not. Listen that verse as it finishes. Isaiah chapter 28 verse 22.
Kale no temuba banyomi. Enjegereza mwe ziremu okunywezebwa.
Do
not be mockers.
Kubanga ensinga ekyanyoma ekigenda mu maaso.
Because this world is still despising, mocking what is moving on.
Olujegererwa ndinywerera ddala.
The chain of bondage may be strengthened more. Tightened.
Kubanga ayina okubakwasa enkwe zaabwe.
He has to make their schemes catch them up. Those who made for sicknesses like COVID-19 and others, those who hear
network,
called the 5G network, and the 6G network, they have many evil things attached on behind. Those are going to be explained in these schemes. Those God has made them to be caught by them. Those who made them, and even those who support them, and even those who evolve in them, that as they're still mocking the work he's doing, this work is doing, the chain of bondage is going to be strengthened, tightened more. I tell you, this is the third phase of the answering of God to the world. Why there are many problems? But since that 2020 began, these phases between many answers in the Holy Scriptures, those God proclaims to the world, and He tells you this time that God is caught the devils and the wicked wise and the wicked mighty ones, the schemes, in these last hours, in these last hours of the earth, from when their 2020 began. What is next there? When we speak of the last hours, already seems to be the last days of the earth. For those began since the Christ Jesus came, they had begun the last days of the earth. Now we are in the last hours of the earth. If you despise the work which God is doing, I see you all out there in the world, you began to despise it. And you say corona is going to be made some of the sicknesses which have
misbefell
the people. Many things of schemes you made are going to be catching you up. Very extreme evil works. As God here lifts up His marvelous work and a miracle, as He does revival
and
the restoration of the gospel of salvation, the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, where it's called all nations to work with Him,
if
that be saved of their schemes. For every day it will cause their schemes, catch them up, and it tightens the chain of bondage,
the
troubles they made themselves and they fall with them. Finish that first, repeat it and finish it. Isaiah chapter 28 verse 22.
Kubango komekereza era okwateesebwa kwempulidde okuva eri Mukama. Mukama owejje
yes.
Labako.
Be see. Now do not be mockers. That the chains of bondage may not be made stronger. For at the end, the end I have had
to go
is to catch and affect the whole world. To meaning from today as you hear, today it's which day? 18th. 18th of August. August 2020. Chains of bondage are going to be made stronger. Because God, when He wanted to lose of the hand of problems in the world, from when
their
2020 began, and He thought the world has come back to sanity, turn to Him. When they have come out from lockdown and they got to be more wild, go back, commit evil works, the
wives
who got corrupted went back on die with Satan, even the mighty ones of the earth, and strengthen their covenants with God, Satan, to move on, fight God and His Holy One. That is His church.
And
He said, go tell them that mockery, that they have despised me,
so
them I can lay hold of the whole world, and they refuse to understand me. I am going to strengthen the chain of bondage. I make their schemes, catch them up. You are thinking it's peace as troubles will be increasing. For this council, it's to affect the whole world. You repeat the verse, perhaps you've not heard it well. Isaiah chapter 28, verse
22. Kubango komekereza era okwateesebwa kwempulidde okuva eri Mukama, Mukama owejje ku nsi yonna.
Yes.
Now therefore be not mockers.
Era temuba banyomi.
Rest your bones, be made strong.
Kale njegereza mwe ziryoke zinywezebwe.
Why have heard from the Lord God of hosts a destruction.
Mpulidde okuva ku Mukama Katonda owejje okuzikiriza.
Even determined upon the whole earth.
Oko kwamaliridde okubeera ku nsi yonna. You're going to see people from kings, nations, the wise who made sicknesses, and they have fallen within them. The mighty ones who supported them, and they have fallen within those demons. Those who condemn with Satan. At the end, Bible shows, and they will turn against fight him. And they have fallen in problems. And I tell you, it says, as it says in Psalms chapter 9, verses 19
unto 20,
he said this to all the nations.
Zaburi esule yomwenda noru nyiriri olwe kumi na omwenda.
Psalms chapter 9, verses 19.
Golokoka ayi Mukama. Abantu balemengo okuwangula.
Yes.
Gurukoka ayi Mukama.
Arise, O Lord.
Abantu balemengo okuwangula.
Let no man prevail.
Abantu bano bebaliwa.
Who are these people?
Bebagezigeza abensi.
They are the wise of this earth.
Those
which did they became wicked, they
have
even the mighty ones of the earth corrupted, and wickedness of Satan took them up.
And
they connived with Satan and his demons, the fallen angels,
and
known as the aliens, to fight God and his people. It is the church and the holy ones, and they have condemned saying that these wise and the mighty ones of the earth, they want to hand over officially this world to Satan. But he prays and says,
O
Lord, arise, let not man prevail. That is what the Spirit of God prays in this season. That this enables to make schemes capture the world. For the devil,
he
sat with the wise of this earth and the mighty ones of the earth.
In the
three places I will speak of ahead there, the principalities in the kingdom of the stars, the underground bankers, even in the underwater, and they made schemes to take over this world, and they pass through filling it with evil works like homosexuality, morality, and many other evils. But the Holy Spirit prayed a prayer saying, Lord, arise, let not man prevail. You first repeat that Psalms. Psalms chapter 9, verses
19. Amawanga gasaliruo musango mumaso go.
Yes.
Gurukuka ayi Mukama.
Arise, O Lord.
Abantu balemengo okuwangula.
Let not man prevail.
Amawanga gasaliruo musango.
Let them be judged in your sight.
Ejo chichigena maso.
That is what is moving on.
Muchango mwaka biri abiri gudandika.
Since 2020 began.
Bama awanga gonamo sigeko bano okuva Katonda.
All nations in the world condive depart from God. As they went to serve Satan and his demons, they are the fallen angels,
are
known as the aliens.
In
that condiving, the Holy Spirit prayed long back.
He
said, "O Lord, arise. Let not man prevail. Judge the nations. Hold of the all earth with an iron hand and make their schemes catch them up." You read the next verse, you see.
Zaburi esule yomwenda n'olunyiriri olwa makumi abiri.
Psalms chapter 9 verses 20.
Obatise ayi mukama amawanga getegere nga bantu buntu.
Yes.
Batise
put them in fear.
Ngabura ba corona.
As you see corona virus. You leave it to them. You speak
them.
The troubles to them. Schemes they made.
But
all along they realize they are mere men. There are men who have arisen with big mouth.
Big
heavy
ones
against God abusing him.
Gamba,
someone says, I have made great things
or
to Christianity more than Jesus. Yet as he done them,
kayakati,
now
he
has to put them in fear.
You have
not yet feared.
Team
fear for he's just begun the work. Here in 2020.
He
will put them in fear. Nations to realize
that
all along they are mere men. Even if they condive with,
it
is not God. And his demons,
the future.
There is no future with them.
For
God will never create heaven and earth. They will never be there. You first repeat that. What should he do to them?
Zaburi esule yomwenda n'olunyiriri olwa makumi abiri.
Psalms chapter 9 verses 20.
Obatise ayi mukama amawanga getegere nga bantu buntu.
Yes.
Batise ayi mukama.
Put them in fear, O Lord.
Amawanga getegere nga bantu
buntu. The nations may know that they are mere men.
You
know, they had belief exalted. Those who have come out saying we are superpowers. Where we are not, the world cannot stand. Before you were a superpower, is it you who maintained this world? You would have been the superpower when you are in the power of God. What surprises you are in powers of darkness. You see, not to be threatened with something to make you fear, you know, to make a scheme and you make sicknesses to kill out some people in the world and they rather divert to pass in your own nations and you fail to control them and you fear and you shake. Yet team put them in fear. From when they are 2020 began, a fear fell upon this world.
But
not ended till we change. You're going to be sick in
peace.
Other troubles will come out.
That's
why this campaign, they say that they open up synagogues. We are not coming back now. We shall come back after we are commanded by the living God. He told them, put them in fear.
But
mere men alone, they had nothing. The wise fell on the sickness, it became a problem to them.
The
mighty ones put in everything of their strength. As they are still on the sample of things heavy, which come from the hand of God.
Zaburi esule yomwenda n'olunyiriri olwa makumi abiri.
Psalms chapter 9 verses 20.
Obatise ayi mukama amawanga getegere nga bantu buntu.
Amawanga getegere nga bachi.
That nations realize
bantu buntu.
They are mere men.
Bodayo 15.
If you go back from the verse verse 15, he speaks saying like this. Psalms chapter 9, verses 15. Now nations. They have sunk in the pits, they dug themselves. They wake up, sleep with the devils and condemn. As the wise of the nations and the mighty ones. And they plan wild sicknesses. They look out for people that those in the third world that distract them with them. Wicked the rule over the whole world. And they condive. Make things like 5 and 6G networks. Those which fight the
normal, like,
all the powers of darkness. God ends changing them, strike them rather. Mostly they targeted Africa through them. Those nations who hear call themselves superpowers.
God,
the hand is stretched, is to make the pits, the dog. They are going to fall within him.
The
snares they put to catch the whole world. Hand it to the hands of Satan. You yourself are going to be falling in them.
Zaburi esura eyo mwenda norunyiriri ole 15.
Psalms chapter 9 verses 15.
Amawanga gudde mu bunyabwe gasima. Muchambika che batega ekigere kyabwe mwekikwatiddwa.
Amawanga
the nations. They have sunk down in the pits that they made. The nets they laid to catch others. their own foot has fallen in it. God has called the devils, the wise and the mighty ones of the earth, their devices, in the last hours of the
earth,
from their 2020. What is next, my brethren? What is next in revival? About to hear it ahead how it's to be. In the fourth phase of the answering of God, the pit that they dug. You know, to make sicknesses for yourselves, you expect to strike others with them, and you fall with your own sicknesses. God makes your scheme catch you up. I'm going to hear schemes they made themselves, they made themselves men of them. Even others, they're going to fall within them tomorrow. You first repeat that verse. Psalms chapter 9, verses 15.
Amawanga gagudde mu bunyabwe gasima. Muchambika kye batega ekigere kyabwe mukikwatiddwa. Ole 16. Mukama yeetegeezezza atuukirizza omusango. Omubi akwatibwa mu mirimu gy'emikono gye.
Yes.
Mukama yeetegeezezza.
The Lord has executed.
Come
out to show the world I'm here, I reign all along. You know what that means? The works of your hands, you walk up and walk. You walk up. You, the wise who is corrupted.
No man.
In the mighty one. And you sponsored those sicknesses to be manufactured. And many others, you still hidden them to yourselves. They are going to escape when you're not aware. And they will surround you, take you up. The schemes you met, the wise of this earth, and the mighty one. As you condive that you've covenanted with Satan to capture the world, that you will have the freedom, liberty to sin. As Satan promises you, is the one in charge of hell, and he tells you, you will never die. Friends, you've fallen on a problem. The works of your hands, the sicknesses you made yourselves. You know you began from old. You messed up all foods of this world. As you target some of the people, mostly the Africans, and you destroy them passing through your foods. And they ended up weakening you yourselves, rather. You know schemes they made. God made them fall within them. You repeat the verse 16, you see. Psalms chapter 9, verses
16. Omubi akwatibwa mu mirimu gy'emikono gye. Ababi balidda mu magombe. Ge mawanga gonna ageerabira Katonda.
Yes.
Emirimu gyabwe gyennyini gye bakola emibi.
Their own evil works which they made.
Nga beekobaana ne Satan.
When they condive with Satan.
Gyennyini agalwadde gaabwe ge gali n'okubasaanyawo bagwe mu geyeena.
Own sickness are the ones to destroy them that they fall in hell.
Bozikyuka mangu nga leero.
Maybe turn early as today.
Naye Katonda akugambye olujegere wakwongera olunywezaamu.
But God told you he's more going to strengthen the chain of bondage.
Okunyooma nyooma oku.
Because of that mockery. You have come back saying it is finished. See,
it
tells you 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 in the verse
3,
and he warns you like this.
First
Thessalonians chapter 5 verses 3.
Bwebalibanga boogera nti mirembe siwali kabi okuzikirira okwamangu ne kulyoka kubajjira.
Bwe mulibanga mukyayogera,
when you still be speaking,
emirembe,
peace.
This,
and we are in safety. Come out from your hiding places, you are put in lockdowns.
Baba chagendo kora.
As the, what is going to be doing? You wait a little. I told you today it's the 18th of August 2020. Is it not that? 18th of August.
He told you because
of mockery. People fought. God found people had begun to fear him
tangibly,
and he reduced with you his hands a little.
It
went back in your evils as you were before. The wise who got corrupted, the wicked wise, and the mighty ones, and they went back strengthening their covenant with Satan. Those of false beliefs and the false religions and the false salvation, and they went back in their lives to strengthen them. If you still claim peace, he's going to make your schemes catch you up, and
he
will strengthen the chain of bondage upon you. You know, people think this is a joke.
From
when 2020 began, things are going to end there. It will
be
this is not to end today.
It
to end when God has restored God. That's at the point it will end.
But
before you give it back his glory, it will never end. At least it will move to the end of all ages. You repeat that verse you hear.
First
Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 3.
Bwe bali banga boogera nti mirembe siwali kabi okuzikirira okwamangu ne kulyoka kubajjira ng'okulumwa bwe kujjira omukazi ali olubuto so tebali wonana akatono.
Yes.
Mugenda kuba muwoza mirembe tuddeyo.
Claiming it is peace, let's go back.
Tugulewo.
Let's open up.
Kadona yagambe yaguddewo.
God, as he told you, he opened up.
Siye yagalawo.
Is he not the one who put nations in lockdowns? You thought it was you who put nations on lockdowns?
Yasoka na kugamba.
He first told you. Isaiah 24. Verse 10. That is the one who put nations in the lockdown. You first read me that verse. You
can
remember the second phase as he told us that word. Isaiah chapter 24 and the verse 10.
Buli nyumba gaddwawo omuntu yenna alimo okuyingiramu.
Yes.
The
city of confusion. This planet earth of confusion.
The
political confusion.
Akavuyo.
The confusions of religions and the beliefs. And the false salvation is mixed in there. The confusion of the economic sector filled of bribes. Nations and clans. Giving themselves to sorcery. Confusions of games and sports. Filled of sorcery in days like this. The healthy sector. Filled of
marriage
and the bribes.
Akavuya akafaragana kubweba
tu. Visions like that.
Yagaruwao.
The world was put on the lockdown.
Borders nezigaruwao.
Borders were shut and closed. And in Isaiah chapter 26. Verse 20 and 21. And he entered us into the chambers. Not come out and to try to act loosome as people have come out today. Because you think it's finished. It's not yet finished. You first finish that verse. Isaiah 26 in the verse 20.
Jangu egwanga lyange oyingire mbisenge byo wegalire enzigizo wekweka akaseera katono okutuusa okunyiga lwe kuliggwaawo. Olunya olwabirimu olumu. Kubanga laba mukama janga afuluma mu kifo kye okubonereza abatuula mu nsi olw'obutali butuukirivu bwabwe.
Jangu gwe gwanga lyange.
Come ye my people.
Mwabaana ba Katonda.
You the children of God.
Muyingire mu chambers
zabo. Enter into your chambers.
Mugalireyo ka kaseera katono.
Shut your doors for a little time.
Okutuuka obusungu bwe luyita.
Until his indignations will pass.
Kubanga laba nfulumye okubonereza amawanga.
Lord have come to punish the nations.
Olw'obutali butuukirivu
bwabwe. Because of their unrighteousness.
Njagala okubategeeza mmwe n'abali mu nsi.
I want to tell you out there in the world.
Ndi ekintu kye mulaba ekyabaawo okuva omwaka 2020
gwatandika. The thing you see which happened since 2020 began.
Si kye kintu kino ebino ebibaawo ebya bulijjo.
Not these usual things which keep happening.
Waliwo okubonereza kwa Katonda eri ensi.
There is the punishment of God unto the earth. Because of the extreme iniquities and evils. Right from religions. Who totally departed from him. Those of different beliefs. Who speak lies and desires of this world. Those of the false salvation. Who have brought powers of darkness.
And
preaching desires of the world. Behind it there is that hand. Now what he has done. In his answering to the world. Why there are many troubles since their 2020 began. In this third phase.
It's
to tell you. That is made the, is called the devils. The wise and the mighty ones of the earth. They are devices. In these last hours of the hour, from when their 2020 began,
that
those who thought it's peace,
you run
to go back, commit in righteousness in the form of different powers.
He's
going to strengthen the chain of bondage, make your schemes catch you up. That's why he has said, as you will be saying, peace.
This
he has said, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 in the verse 3. Let it be repeated as we hear.
Abasesaronike chisoka isuli yokutano noru nyiriri olwokusatu.
1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verses 3.
Bebali banga bogera anti mirembe siwali kabi okuzikirira okwamango nekulyoka kubajira ngokulumwa bwe kujira omukazi aliyo lubuto. Sote bali wonana katono.
Yes.
Bali banga baboza anti mirembe.
As they will be claiming its peace.
Wali kabi
and safety.
Today, buliyomo mubikoro wabiye.
Let everyone go back in his evil acts.
Okuzikira okwamangu kufubutuke misinde.
Sudden destruction will rise up.
Atenga kuva mwe nyine bimwekorere kweza.
Come from the very things you made your own schemes.
Ngaga ruwadege mwakoreyo mwabamawanga.
Sicknesses you made out there in the nations.
Abagizikiza abo munsi nabamanyi.
Wise of the wild and the mighty ones.
Mwekobana ne basitana.
As you connive with the devils.
Emizim,
the demons, the fallen angels, those known as the aliens, on the many things you've made, evil things under the sun is going to be mostly spoken of. As God reveals your schemes and to make them catch you up. You will be claiming its peace. What surprises most you want to get blinded of eye? But I want to tell you all out in the world, you do not get blind of eyes. Signs have never appeared and they have nothing they indicate.
And
what do you think of signs which happened since their 2020 began? Understand that God behind, we are indebted of him. According that he says in Matthew chapter 16, verses 1-3, warns us concerning the signs which happen in the midst of the world. Let us read, we hear. Matthew chapter 16 from verse 1.
Nebamukema nebamusaba okubalaga akabonero nti nebamukema nebamulaga nebamusaba okubalaga akabonero akava muguru olinyolwo kubiri nina damu nabagamba nti bwe buba akawungezi mugamba nti bunaba bulungi kubange guru limyuse olinyolwo kusatu nincha nti wanabo omuyagalero kubange guru limyuse libinda binda. Mumanyo kwa ule guru berifanana. Na ite muinza kwa ule bubone robu abiro.
The problem is there. Because the mentality of Pharisees never ceases to be children of men on this world. For refusing to run from the evil Satan. They want much sense to prove that God has appeared. And the Pharisee came to the Lord Jesus. They asked him a sign from heaven. That they prove it's God who is working. Just as today you out there asking for a sign.
And
the Lord Jesus told them, you know, to discern the appearance of heavens. When you look out there, it is appearing red. And he said, it's fair. When you see clouds, you say it's going to be raining. You cannot discern the signs of this age. Now this year, that's 2020. Have you ever seen the world in that state? Have you ever seen the world put on lockdowns?
Sematalo nyingi ezibaddewo wansi w'enjuba.
Many world wars have happened at
the zigazisanga wansi kutuuka kw'ekyo.
Never caused lockdowns or nations to reach that.
Kakati mwe mulowooza.
Now you think.
Ndi ebintu bitandiikiriza bigenda kukoma.
Things have begun and they will end.
Bwe nsedde yeddukanyizibwe nga bwe badde etambula bulijjo.
The world will go back and nations will govern.
Mu bikolo byayo bitasaana.
In their normal flow, in their evil works.
Icho kizibu
that is hard. It will never come back.
Wanga katonda dali wachitibwa chemulale.
For God will not give his glory to another. You have not yet known.
Chuvua kanireyo.
That's why you argue from
over there. Ndiwaliwa sitani emabega.
That there are devils behind.
Sitani ne mizimuje.
Satan and his demons.
Ba malaika abagwa.
The fallen angels.
Ne bagobebwa muguru.
And they were chased from heaven.
Olo utalo olwaliyo.
For the war which happened there.
Abamanyi dwanga ba aliens.
Those known as the aliens.
Be muito obusajjo ba green.
Those you call boss green men. Abe
kobanye na mawanga.
Who have condemned with nations.
Na bagezigeza abamu.
And the wise within
them. Na abamanyi abamu.
And the mighty ones in nations.
Okuwa amenso kujija mikono gya Katonda.
Captured the world, shifted from the hands of God.
Babajibunye ebikolobero.
As they spread evil works in.
Ngebisiaga.
As homosexuality.
Immorality
and every profane act that God will not allow.
Njagala nnyo mukama akuyambe.
I want most God to help you.
Uulirize enkwe za basitani mu bagudde.
And you hear
abagezigezi.
Schemes which have
ojategeera bulungi ekigenda maso.
Understand well what's moving on.
Obonero bukulaga.
The signs show you.
Lwaki tosobola kusoma bubonero buno?
Why can you not discern the signs?
Gwe tokiraba musumba.
It is so sad.
Chewunyisa.
It's surprising.
Ukubanga yiyi
to be that.
Tetutegeddeera.
If not still understood.
Abakuru mu abomunsi.
You the rulers of the earth.
Namu abakyali mu amagezi mbagezigezi.
Stole who hold wisdom in the wise.
Nabo mu kanisa za Katonda.
Church of God.
Musobola okutunula ne mulaba obubonero buno ne mutegeera.
Can you look discern the signs and understand?
Ndi abantu abakola ebirwadde ate waabwe gye byasinga okubakuba.
Who manufactured sicknesses they rather struck their nations
more. Kyekyo si Katonda kwekwasa enkwe abazikola.
Is it not God makes schemes catch those who manufactured them?
Nawe alinayo olukwero olutono n'atera olugwamu.
Even you with your small scheme, you're about to be caught up with it.
You'll
be on those of the nations, you too, you are there, an entire nation.
Agambye tetusobola dekare okutunulira obubonero buno soko demo nyoro okubira.
You first repeat the verse 2.
Matayi suri ye 16 n'olujulili olwokubiri.
Matthew chapter 16 and the verse 2.
Naye naddamu n'abagamba nti bwe buba akawungeezi mugamba nti bunaaba bulungi kubanga eggulu limyuse. Olunya olwokusatu n'enkya nti wanaaba omuyaga leero kubanga eggulu limyuse libindabinda.
Yes.
Bwe buba akawungeezi.
If it is evening.
Bagamba wana nkuba tejja to.
They say it's not going to be raining.
Kange guli
miyuse nyo. But the heavens is so red.
Ate kumacha.
When it's the morning.
Bagamba batuna ni baga. Ni miyuse ni hati libi
indabinda. It's red but it's outcast, overcast there.
Nkuba igena no kutonya.
It's going to be raining.
Urukusatu.
In the verse 3.
Matayi suri ye 16 nolu nyiriri urukusatu.
Matthew chapter 16 verse 3.
Nenkya nti wanabo omuyaga leero kubanga eggulu limyuse libindabinda. Mumanyi okwawula eggulu bwe lifaanana naye temuyinza kwawula bubonero bwa biro.
Waliwo ekigambo kye bajjawawo kizzeewo. Bannanfuusi mmwe.
You hypocrites.
Mumanyi okwawula.
You know to discern.
Endabika y'eggulu.
The appearance of the sky.
Naye temusobola kwawula bubonero bwa biro bino.
Cannot discern the signs of these times.
Zino ziyitibwa hours, times.
These are times we are in. Hours.
Si days.
These are not days now. No more days.
Temusobola kwawula.
You cannot discern
bubonero bwa biro nga bino.
The signs of the times like these.
Gw'okuva omwaka 2022 we gwatandika.
From when the year 2020 began. Did you remain the same? Can't you sit down and ask, are we being obliged by God? Why not turn to God? God cut off from alcohol.
And
still you look it forcefully, you look for it.
He
closed closes down all the bars, at least you pass in the corners and
shut
down streets of prostitutes. You look for them still. He closed down music shows and discos in the world that you can give time to him. Still you despise.
Yeah.
Looking for them to go to this
call,
and he closes the fields. You feel great. Open them to
play
football and you don't want to seek God. He closed down synagogues because they had left the gospel of salvation, the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, in their integrity and the lies of this world, of religions.
You
want open up, you've not realized what is moving on.
Labanu.
Look at them.
Omanyoku kuba chibuoko.
You know to beat you with to cane you.
Neba kugana chinone chiri.
And they
neba kubemboko neba kugana chinone chiri.
And they cane you. They refuse to don't do this and that. And you don't ask, what next am I going to do?
They have produced
me this and the other. What next am I going to do? But you ask one thing, they set you free, you resume to do acts which cause you to be beaten again. No, I've never seen nations how they get foolish and they reach onto this and they not reason. Why did God not close up our homes?
He
closed, looked down all other places we move from. You sit down. You reason against
it.
I should not bewitch you to that extent. And you reach God's
name,
they are senseless, foolish. They do not think. They are wise in committing evil. Doing good is not knowledge. But don't you see that? Don't sit, discern the signs and ask. Jeremiah 3. You first read it.
As
it not be fulfilled upon you if you are in that state. You first read for us, we hear. Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 21.
Nditusawo okulaba ebendera ne mpulira eddoboozi ery'ekkondeere. 22. Kubanga abantu bange basirusiru tebammanyi. Biwowongole by'abaana so tebalina kutegeera. Bamagezi mu kukola obubi naye mu kukola obulungi tebalina kumanya.
Olengera ekizibu ekiriwo.
You see the problem which is?
Obanga tosobola kulakala ebubonero bwatugambyeko mu Matayo 16.
If you cannot see signs installed us off in the Matthew 16.
Onyo lusoka pakuruku.
Verses 1 to 3.
Obubonero bubadde okuva mwaka 2:2.
They are from New Year 2020.
Ne bakugala buli wamu.
And they put lockdowns everywhere.
Okaneko tegeri katuna.
You come down to no thoughts.
No ganera novayo ngochali mutu.
You come out still holding that mentality in your head. Now this Jeremiah 3 verse 22,
Jeremiah 4 verse 22,
21 to 22, how long shall I see the standards of foolishness, my child? For my people are foolish, they are senseless, stupid children. They do not think. They are wise in committing evils. In doing good, there is no knowledge. You see, not thinking what it's done to us. Every person wants to be set free, go back
evils.
What they cause, they be beaten. And they closed them, they want to go open them again, resume them.
And
you have not asked in revival, what are you going to be changing? What am I going to revive which had gotten faulty?
The
presidents of nations have not sat to ask why we are
repeating.
Are we still having one who understands in the world?
You've
not sat down to reason. Who has a right to lock down the entire world?
Others
would have sought you as the ones who have done it. And the mighty of the earth and the devils. You ended up falling in your
own
skins. Don't ask who made you fall in both your skins. Because some of them did it saying they're destroying other nations. They had targeted their sicknesses, used them to make their campaign succeed.
And
God fell in the schemes, made them catch them themselves. Praise Jesus much.
It
would have been good to understand the signs prevailing. See, even the wise fail. Even the mighty ones of the earth. Even the devils are hidden and they are silent behind them. The earth is moving on to enter into being pressed more. They don't ask what is moving on. God is past here, brought you the answering. What is moving on? He told you, can a lion walk up and roar when it has no prey?
And
they told you God is doing this and is not seeking for anything. Look, you end up that you're coming out, resume your lifestyles. He told you in Amos chapter 3, from verses 4 on to 7, and he says like this. Amos chapter 3, from verse 4.
Empologoma ento, eima mumpuku yayo okulira.
Yes. Can a lion be in the den and laws?
In
the forest rolling without a prey that it's gotten? You think God put the world on this and is up to nothing? And the lion is in the den and is roaring there, not holding anything with itself.
He
already caught them in their own net, in the skins. That's why he's bringing this voice you hear.
Who
knows, you have nowhere to run to. You repeat the next verse. Read it.
Amos
chapter 3, verse 5.
Omutego gumasuka okuva wansi nga teguliko kyegukwasiza.
A bird falling in a snare and no one has set it. Want to tell you the nation, the world fell in this and no one has laid a snare for it? Impossible. There are those who had laid a snare and it's to catch a few nations within it and
they
capture them, hand them in the hands of Satan.
God said,
oil snare is catching and taking over the entire world to be caught. You too, you are being caught within it. I have to get back my own glory. The world fell in this. No one has set a snare. Is that possible? You can feel a snare and it is reacting. When there's nothing it has caught, and the one who set it was wise as God.
And you say,
we buried
all
That never happened when no one laid a snare for you to fall in it.
There
is a point we have to get opened up eyes. There are signs we showed from there 2020 when it began. And they say they showed there's one doing the marvelous work. A miracle and a wonder. And nations will
make
it will be peace.
And safety,
and I will add you more. Because you want to give yourselves peace, presume to what you want. You empower more of your unrighteousness.
I'm
going to strengthen the chain of bondage of that you will hear.
You'll
move on in Amos, we see.
Amos, esule yokusatu, noru nyiriri oromukaga.
Amos chapter 3, verse 6.
Bafu ire kondere mchibuga, abantu nebatatia. Obubibu kwa kuchibuga, mukama angatabulese.
Yes.
Bafu we kondere. E kondere ili mabigaribu fugariba ita kujeri katunda.
Is behind blowing calling you come to God.
Katunda hawa ita siyo na.
God is calling you the whole world.
Umulimu guguseme ukusema zinga wense.
His final work on this planet earth.
Umulimu gu
revival. The work of revival.
Uku dizibu buja.
And restoration.
Ukutia asinzi ro ukusema ukusema zinga wense.
Greatest and the last on this planet earth.
Ukwenjiri yoburu kusi.
Of the gospel of salvation.
Njiri yobu wakabaka buwa katunda.
The gospel of the kingdom of God. And the radiousness. In the kingdom of heaven.
Ukugendo ukurivaizing.
Right from all to revive the workings of the old world, to put them in the hands of God and in the ways of God.
There
is no calamity which can happen and God has not brought it.
This
happened when God has not allowed it. And what deal is behind this? We when he warned us, he told us the year 2020 will not be a joking year. He told us that the first December 2019, that year will not be
easy.
So turn will launch within it is most evil
works.
But me too, I'm going to raise a standard.
Meaning,
when he raised a standard, he has to make the schemes catch them up. Praise
Amen.
Jesus. That's why in the verse 7 he says, Amos chapter 3 and the verse 7.
Mazimba mukama katonda tali iko kyalikola wabulanga abikulidde abaddu be bannabbi ekyama kye. Olinyolo munana.
Yes.
Tali iko kyalikola.
Surely the Lord will do nothing.
Kujja kunga abikulidde.
Unless he reveals his secrets unto his prophets.
It's
happening on the world. We know why it's
yes,
moving on. That's why God sent me to you. To answer you.
We are,
on the third phase we bring you the answering of God.
Yes.
Unto the world. Why there are many troubles. Ever since that 2020 began. The third phase tells you. God has called the devils, the wise and the mighty ones of the earth, their schemes in the last hours of the earth, from there 2020. What is next?
Yes, we have
praise Jesus, man. Yes.
Still,
also understand signs they tell us in this introduction. As it shows you the way
he's
made their schemes catch them up and the way he's going to make his hand
ready
to manifest his marvelous work. You know, they sit out there, make schemes and devices. They first turn out scriptures in the Bible. Others who say the Bible is outdated. Look to yourself. All those are going to be knocking. You're going to fall in your own schemes.
For
he told you in the Psalms 50,
verse
17 to 22,
he
speaks saying like this.
Zaburi esuli ya makumi atano, nolu nyiriri ole kumi na musanvu.
Psalms chapter 50 from verse 17.
Kubango chawo kuyigirizibwa. Nebi gambo byange obisule nyomawo.
Yes.
Amawanga gacha wo kuyigirizibwa.
Nations hated instruction of God.
Cha katunda.
Instruction of the word of God.
Erebi gambo bya katunda nge byandi kwa byandi kwe bitukufu.
The words of God as written in the Holy Scriptures.
Nebi kanyuga neri abobora.
And they threw them off.
Wali wa amawanga nga America.
There are nations
Europe.
Like America.
Ne Asia mwanga agamu.
Asia some nations.
Tegagari na dabi ntubia Bible ibino.
Don't want the things of the Bible.
Aba tebacha agara nabaringa abakunganye. Bagara kuyigirizibwa mazima.
They don't want to be instructed.
Bagara kubafulira kwegomba kwanse.
They want to tell them desires of this world.
Urabeche bakora.
You see what they do?
Tebagara kumanya.
They don't want to know.
Tebagara yigirizibwa kigambo cha Katonda.
Instructed in the word of God.
Badi de bigambo bya Katonda basuddeeri
mabega. What of God cast them behind
us. Bible reason ne singa batchanze chanze munsiyo.
Bibles they have played them in the whole world.
Enyo girabira neri yo girada basoboro kubuza abuza.
Each copy speaking its own that they can cause confusions.
Zine nyirirye zimba zikwa kurambwe
kwa. Some passages are snatched out.
Basoboro kubuza abuza ononori.
Can confuse every person. Others of religions. And they say Bible is outdated.
We are
going to print another book. You.
Chunga maisha yako.
You be careful. The hand of God is going to be. Schemes are going to be.
Mwagendo ukugwa.
They are going to fall in the schemes they made.
Those who
made schemes play the Bible are going to fall in them. For even
the
book of remembrance reminding us all things how they are meant to be. You first finish there.
Zaburi.
Psalms 50 verses 18.
Zaburi esuli ya tano nolu nyiriri ole 18.
Psalms 50 verse 18.
Bwalabo omubbi walagana naye.
Umanya abagezigeza abo munsi.
You know the ways of the world.
Naba manya abo munsi.
And the power of
omubbi sitani.
When they saw a thief Satan.
Ayogirwa ko meyokana 10 10.
Spoken in John 10 10.
Yaji okubba okuta no kusikiriza.
Still kill and destroy.
Nebatula na iwanse
ko nyanja. They sat with him under the ocean.
Nabaita mu Jezebel omubaka we.
Jezebel is ambassador.
Neba malaika bagola aliens.
Fallen angels the aliens.
Nebatula ne mu underground bankers.
Underground bankers.
Ne mu bwengula mbamasaza.
The principalities in the space.
Nabaita mu bano ababuka ne bizungirize.
And they passed with those who go with rockets.
Nebeko bana na iba waambesi.
And they consented with him take over the world.
Nabaji juze bikorobero.
And they filled with all evil ones. Sexuality and all form of immorality. All form of evil that the world will appear profaning.
And they
capture the church to change the gospel. They saw the thief and they consented with him. Listen very well.
Zaburi esuli ya makumi atano, nolu nyiriri ole 18.
Psalms 50 in the verse 18.
Bo walebo omubbi walagana na ye, era wase chimu na benzi. Olinyo ole 19. Owaya kamwake liobobi, nolu limiruo luko levi obulimba. Olinyo ole 20. Otula ngo vuma muganda o.
Yes.
You
know we have a brother is the Christ Jesus. The word of God.
They have
spoken upon on this world every word they want the ways of the world. And they said they have a vast mouth.
To
die with Satan to abuse God.
To
abuse the word of
outdated.
God that it's outdated.
Zaburi esuli ya makumi atano nolu nyiriri olwa makumi abiri.
Psalms 50 verse 20.
Otula ngovuma mugandao era owayiriza omwana wa nyoko. Olinyo olwa abiri mulumu ebyo wabikola nange nensirika.
Yes.
Mubikola edde baga nga asirise.
You have done them for a long time is kept silent.
Naga musoka mukole nkweza mwezi were.
You must make a number of your schemes.
When
I will come, I will beat you with the very own you have.
Their
own role they have, God will beat them with it. Now they did that in
the
2020, he never kept silence.
Zaburi ya sura ya 50 n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu olumu.
Psalms chapter 50 verse 21.
Ebyo wabikola nange n'ensirika n'olowooza nga nenkanankanira ddala naawe.
Basitani babaddeyo ne bakula ebintu ne bayita bakatonda.
Devils have been there, did things, called themselves gods.
Abamawanga abagezigezi n'abamanyi,
the nations, the wise and the mighty ones of the earth.
Ne bawuliranga abamu bafuuse bakatonda.
And they felt some had become gods.
Mworokuba atonze roboti.
That because he's made a robot.
Dabanno.
You look to yourself.
Gurooza wenkana ne katonda.
You think you're equal to God. You've done all that, he kept silent. But now he tells you. Finish the verse that he speaks to them. Psalms chapter 50, verse
21. Naye ndi kunenya n'embiteeka mu maaso go.
Yes.
Naye ndi kunenya nga
leero. But I'll rebuke you like today. And I'll set them before you eyes. In one day, all
things
they have come doing is made them be caught by them. Psalms chapter 50, verse
22.
You know, all nations had forgotten God. Each, whatever they find is what they speak. They left the word of God, cast it off from themselves. Those holding the Bible, some seek their own from there. They did all that. He kept silence. But he brings them upon them in days like this. Now he gave them a thought.
As
those who forget God, they think when it's still early to turn, get back to him. Psalms chapter 50 verse 22.
Okubula wali bawonya.
Yes.
Abira bira katonda.
Those who forget God.
Muluze mangu chechigena maso.
Think what is moving on.
Sikulwanga abatagula tagula mwina ne mumamarawo.
Tears you in pieces and finishes you.
Wabula bawonya.
And there will be none to deliver you.
Yantegeze chigambo chimu.
He told me one word.
Muisai suria.
In the Isaiah chapter 50, the verse 1, as it says like this. Isaiah chapter 50, verses 1.
Bwato wayogera mukama nti ebaluwa iyo kugoba nyamwe.
Isaiah 5:8
olusoka. Isaiah 58 verse 1.
Isaiah sura ya 5:8 n'olunyiriri olusoka.
Isaiah chapter 58 verse 1.
Yogerera waggulu tota.
Yes.
Yangamba yogerera waggulu.
He told me cry aloud, speak out loud. Cry
todiriza.
Aloud, do not spare and lift back.
Onkole ntia.
What should
Mara
I do?
Yao.
Finish there.
Isaiah sura ya 5:8 n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Isaiah 58 the verse 1.
Yogerera waggulu tota. Yimusa eddoboozi lyo ng'ekkondeere. Obuulire abantu bange okusobya kwabwe.
Yes.
Yogerera waggulu.
Cry out aloud.
Todiriza mukono. Obuulire abantu bange. Yimusa eddoboozi lyo ng'ekkondeere.
Lift up your voice like a trumpet.
Obuulire abantu bange okusobya kwabwe.
My people, their transgression. And there is where we move on.
It's
where we shall come back to summarize for you what you're going to be finding in this third phase of the answering of God to the world. Why there are many troubles ever since their 2020 began, under the heading saying God called the devils, the wise and the mighty ones of the earth, and their devices
in
the last hours of the earth, from their 2020. What is next?
But
see in the summary summary what you'll see there. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.